Hey everybody, this is First Warning Storm Team Chief Meteorologist Brad Panovich. It's Wednesday and it's much colder today. You may have noticed it really started late last night. A backdoor cold front swept in from the north and east, and that dropped our temperatures significantly overnight down into the low and mid 30s. And here we are, 9 a.m. right now, and temperatures still only in the mid to upper 30s. Clouds are trying to build in from the north, and if those clouds do get in here, which I think some of them will, that's really going to help keep temperatures down even further today. So it's going to be a real struggle today with that mix of sun and clouds to see temperatures get much above the mid 50s. I think 53, 52 may be more realistic if you live north of Charlotte. South of Charlotte, a little better chance you could get to about 56, maybe 55, down towards York County, Chester, Chesterfield, and Lancaster counties. Overall, it is going to be a cooler day. You got to remember, our average high now is up to about 58 degrees. So anything below that is actually below average. And compared to the 70s that we've seen recently, the record high on Monday, the record high was set last week. We're not going to see anything like that today. Tomorrow is another kind of equally cool day. Temperatures in the upper 50s to near 60 degrees. And then clouds will thicken up late tomorrow into Friday. Strong cold front sweeps across the country. We're going to have severe weather to our west tomorrow in parts of Tennessee, Arkansas, Oklahoma, northern Louisiana, and Mississippi. And that front's going to head our way. It is going to pull some warm air up ahead of it on Friday. So we'll probably shoot back to about 70 on Friday, but be ready for some showers and thunderstorms that finally are going to arrive, because we need the rain because of the drought and fire danger. But if you're an allergy sufferer, it's been miserable. The tree pollen is through the roof right now. That's because it's gotten warm really quickly and we haven't seen any rain, and the wind's been gusty at times, so that stirs it up even further. So we'd like to see that rain get in here to kind of clean out the pollen and eventually give us a break as we go into the weekend. So we'll keep an eye on the storms. I don't think it'll be severe, but don't be surprised if you hear some rumbling of thunder as we get into Friday, as we get more towards spring-like weather, as we get these spring-like temperatures. Hope you're having a great Wednesday. I'll be back on the air today after kicking that stomach bug yesterday. I'll see you today starting at 4, 5, 5:30, and 6 on News Channel 36.